This is Craig Dirt, Chief Analyst and Founder at The Collab Collective, and I am excited to bring you this next episode of Direct from the Expo, Infocom 2025. And I've got someone from Shure joining us to help talk us through some of the innovations that Shure is bringing to market this year. Sean Bowman is Associate Vice President of North America Sales. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thanks.
I'm really excited for you to be here. We are at an event that is so core to your market right now. What you do within this North America AV community is fantastic.
We love to give back to the community, and Infocom is a chance for us to really come together as an industry, but with our partners and with our customers, and explore what's possible. And there's so many new innovations that Shure is coming to market with, not just some of the best audio products that we're well known for, but really providing solutions for customers and ecosystems where they can achieve what they set out
to. I love it. You are like the bell of the ball when I go out there. I see the Shure signs everywhere. The booth is the size of a football field. It's a lot of exciting stuff going on there. But before we jump into what you're talking about at the booth, let's take a step back here. You know what? I really like the story that you guys are bringing to a very common topic today, which is AI. But you're bringing to it the importance of audio in the AI experience. Talk to me about that for a moment.
That's right. Yeah. So when we work with customers, they are at all different points in their journey with AI. Mm-hmm. They are thinking about, you know, how they're going to deploy it across their organizations, what kind of efficiencies and productivities they're going to do. And it's impressive, right? I mean, you think about like how far it's come in a short amount of time and where it's going to go. But particularly in collaboration, you know, we have customers who are looking to do, of course, you know, transcription and using Copilot Facilitator and things like that to, you know, summarize meetings and identify talkers in a room. That can be one of the challenges sometimes with using AI is, you know, making sure you've got good speaker identification. Right. And even some of the more progressive customers, you know, they're already thinking about live translation and multi-languages. And all of those advancements require not just good audio, but great audio.
That's true.
And without great audio, you know, there's sacrifices that would, you know, come along with the productivity and the ultimate output that people would be able to gain from AI. So that's one of the ways that we're really kind of working with customers to help them understand it's great to implement AI. It's great to, you know, have some goals and a real vision for your enterprise on what you want to accomplish.
Right.
But great audio is really part of the key to that productivity and unlocking some of those advanced features for collaboration.
It goes to that basic concept of bad data in is bad data out, right?
That's right.
And if you can't understand what people are saying in the room, then how can you go to that next level of attribution, translation, transcription, and even actions that this AI has enabled? This is why I think you guys have this really wonderful tight partnership with partners like Microsoft, for example, right?
That's right. We have a great partnership with Microsoft. And, you know, it's evolved from certified devices and, you know, extending the portfolio to now complete systems. And there's a lot of benefits that come into, you know, a single vendor complete solution, particularly when it's scalable, when it's configurable, it's comprehensive. You know, you can do small, medium, large, extra large, but then also, you know, presentation spaces and classrooms. And, you know, a lot of times Shure gets called in to projects when there's some audio challenges.
Right.
You know, it could be a large space or multi-use or, you know, some acoustic challenges. And to be honest, that's actually one of the areas where we're, as a company, implementing AI into our products.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, to take things that previously required a lot of technical know-how to deploy in a high-quality, high-performance way in a complex space, customizable solutions, and make that easy, make that faster to get those great results at scale consistently.
So this is an IT administrator story and benefit of what you're doing around AI. And actually, I've seen it in action and what you just kind of referenced, which is the new portfolio of room kits that you guys are bringing to market, right? The IntelliMix room kits for Microsoft Teams. Let's talk about that portfolio for a moment.
That's right. Yeah, those IntelliMix room kits are a complete Microsoft room package. It's built in the Windows ecosystem, Windows 11. And what we did with those kits, it's a single vendor solution where it's extremely scalable. Yeah. So no matter the size of the room, small, medium, large, you can all work with a single vendor. And then also, you know, there's benefits to having some commonality across the different room types as you scale with the devices that you use. Of course, the outstanding performance that you'd expect from Shure solutions. But you mentioned, you know, the benefits to the IT person, you know, particularly in kits like that, we've, you know, built in our DSP into that MTR. And as you're connecting those devices, it's recognizing, of course, this is a, you know, all part of an ecosystem. I know what to do. I know how to configure and calibrate these solutions for those room types and those room sizes. So it's extremely efficient and helps accelerate deployments. We're seeing, you know, benefits for the IT folks, but we're also seeing benefits for our AV integrators.
Really?
Who are also thinking about, like, how they can save time as they're, you know, out on the job site and, you know, working to deploy a large number of rooms for customers.
Right.
They're always looking to save time and for things to go on track and on schedule. Right. And, that's one of the ways that we're, you know, thinking about automation and thinking about, you know, complete solutions benefiting both.
You know, I've seen that room audio calibration feature in operation. It's fantastic. It's really powerful. And it's interesting that you speak about the Pro AV audience, because at this event, you also are announcing a new variation of this IntelliMix room kit. Why don't you tell me about that?
That's right. So with those kits, the heart of the kit was the, you know, the MTR on Windows and the control and all the accessories that come with that, as far as, you know, PoE switch and cables and things like that. We called that the foundation kit because as you're scaling in the different room sizes, you might have different combinations of, you know, array forming microphones or speakers or camera solutions depending on the size of the room. But that foundation kit, what our customers told us is that we love these standard approaches and this works for the majority of spaces. But we also have, you know, rooms that we want to do something different. We want to bring in, you know, some additional peripherals, perhaps, you know, some additional, maybe it's, you know, multiple types of arrays or a presenter mic, or multiple cameras. And so the foundation kit allows an integrator to really customize the design, fine tune it and make it perfect for the customer who's, you know, who they're deploying.
So this is the opportunity for them to bring in the rest of the MicroFlex portfolio, which is outside maybe some of those standard kits right now, and expand and go beyond that, right?
That's right.
And the power, I mean, this is a unique in market to have that compute and DSP in that same box. And then that very flexible touch panel, which can be both wall-mounted and on the table as well, too. It's a great, what you call it, a foundation of how they can build off of this, right?
That's right. It can be the foundation of your AV ecosystem, foundation of your collaboration solution for your company.
That's fantastic.
And you mentioned the DSP. I have to highlight the DSP, because that's really what does set it apart from other MTR on Windows solutions that's out there, is that you have a software DSP that's built right into the MTR.
Right.
And that's so helpful to have, you know, kind of one less device in your signal chain, to have it all included there. It's an extremely powerful software DSP.
Yeah.
With some unique AI features built in to, you know, eliminate reverb in the room, to eliminate background noises, to really just consistently get great audio every time, no matter what the scenario in the room. So. It's a great system.
This is the American debut at a large show for this whole portfolio, but it's not the only thing you guys are releasing here. Actually, you have some other additions to your speaker portfolio as well, too, right?
That's right. That's right. And it's all about listening to customers and being flexible and providing them the types of solutions that they need.
Well, what does that mean? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So when it comes to speakers, of course, you know, Shure is very well known for microphones and you know, particularly for conferencing spaces, collaboration spaces. But when you complete the full ecosystem of the audio signal path, there's a lot of efficiencies that you can gain. Firstly, we can tune the speakers to do exactly what they're intended to do in the room for voice, for, you know, for conferencing. Other speakers may be made for, you know, music reproduction or things like that, and they might not, you know, give you the kind of clarity that you would need to facilitate collaboration in a hybrid space. The second benefit of Shure's speaker portfolio for conferencing is how they're all on the network. And so this latest speaker that we announced, the MXSend 6, is a PoE-powered, networked loudspeaker designed for open ceilings. So it's a pendant concept.
Okay.
And you can just run a Dante connection off of that speaker back to your network switch, and away you go. You can recognize that device, of course, you know, from the cloud.
Right.
You can manage, update, monitor securely, which is a real benefit we saw from customers who are refreshing systems and wanting to get the entire system together visible from the cloud.
So single cable running to it to get out and run. You have an active speaker to complement the passive speakers in the portfolio well. So you've really rounded out this whole pendant portfolio of speakers then, it sounds like.
That's right. Yeah, it's you know, when it comes to audio, you know, a lot of people want the room to be highly integrated and, you know, making sure that it's not an eyesore in the room. You know, you've got to work with the architects.
They are beautiful. They're beautiful, the architecture. I love the design on them and the different sizes. I had a chance to see them later on. Well, since I had a chance to see them, What should people do if they want to see these new MXN speakers or the foundation kit? What's the next steps for them?
Yeah, there's obviously several things they can do. They could come see us at Infocom. We're here at the show, and we've got all of these products on display and a demo environment
right.
to be able to compare side by side. We've even got an innovation lab.
I saw that. That is really exciting. I love
that. Yeah, it really shows like the different ways that you can scale to use Shure products in multiple spaces and all the different types.
Right.
But it makes it easy to understand like where the future is going and where you can what you can do with Shure solutions. Shure.com, of course, is a great place to go to schedule a time to meet with a Shure rep or to get a demo of our product or just to talk to our technical folks if you've got an opportunity or a project that you're working on. We'd love to talk to you to find out more. And then I have to also mention that we are celebrating our 100th anniversary this year.
I heard about this. It is a big year for you as a company.
It is. It is. It's a great milestone, and it does make me think about all of the partnerships that we have and all the people that we get to celebrate here at Infocom with. They've been part of that journey with us 200 years, and they're going to be part of that journey with us for the next 100.
I'll share with the home audience that you are hosting the concert to be at to celebrate that 100-year anniversary here at this event. You have a very special artist playing. I don't know if you've announced them as of yet, but I'm really looking forward to that in the next day or so.
We are too. And that's part of what makes us unique actually in this industry too, is that we have been part of the music industry for as long as we've been here and helping musicians perform at scale. And we can bring that here to Infocom. We can bring that into the collaboration space, that expertise in audio.
All right. Well, this sounds like you have an incredible show presence, a lot to share with your customers. I'm really excited for what you, the partners, and the customers get to see here at the event. This is going to be exciting, Sean.
Yeah, it is. Thanks so much, Craig,
Thank you.
Having me.
Hey, everyone. This is Craig Durr. We're going to close out this episode of Direct from the Expo, Infocom 2025. I want to thank you, Sean, for the update. Everyone, take care. Stay tuned for some more updates from Infocom 2025.